Blog Talk Radio.
All these young players haven't played together. You know how young they are.
19, 21, 20, and 22. And so I really don't think it'd be a little. You have to realize how much of it, an improvement that would have to be to get to that 40 number. And a 10-win improvement and not knowing about anything, not knowing how they'll fit together, I think it would be safer to go under and, you know, expect closer to that 37 or 38 win range.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. I think people need to calm down a little bit. Obviously, especially fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun. And when people tell you to calm down, that doesn't mean it's not going to be a fun season. It's going to be a great season to watch. You just need to realize how young they are, realize they haven't played together, and just sort of enjoy it and let it happen. And whatever happens, happens. And, you know, try to temper your expectations.
I agree. You're making a lot of sense this week. I love you. You developed newfound wisdom, I think.
I guess I have. Yeah.
Have you gotten smarter
over
the last few weeks? You got to keep in mind you're agreeing with me, so you may have gotten dumber because now you blow it down to the level of agreeing with me.
You can look at it from both sides, I guess. Either way, thank you for your wonderful contribution.
Yes.
And we'll talk
Take
again.
Care, young man. Talk to you soon.
Sorry, Jim. I know you disagree with that logic, though, so why don't you speak on it?
What part? I didn't exactly hear it.
I said...
Your side of it?
Yeah, my side of it.
What number did he say, by the way?
He just said the over-under right now is 40 and a half. What do you think?
You know what? I feel like I'm in the producer room. You know how, like, they have to actually press the button, like Jamie has to press the button in order to talk?
Right.
And, like, you can't always hear everything because you're screening callers and things like that. That's how I feel sometimes.
But all he said was, you know, he agreed with my side of it. So, yeah.
Well, your side's the wrong side, so if he's agreeing with the wrong side.
No, that's what he agrees with, though. I know you think that's the wrong side. Speak on why you think it's that, though.
Well, all right, I'll lend this in, and then we got a new guy.
So. Yeah.
Honestly, the East is horrendous.
You don't see what
we would have been, honestly, last year, if they would have just played those guys, we would have battle for the 8th seed last year.
What does that mean, play those guys? I don't even know what that means.
Simmons for no reason. Zero reason. Because okay, no 19-year-old gets a broken bone and then is out for 8 months. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sit and Bead because of basically no reason. Oh, his knee was a little sore. They discovered a meniscus tear that had been there since birth.
So whenever someone gets hurt, it's no reason?
No,
they were tanking.
Here's the deal, though, for real. So, I thought they could have won 40 games last year, but now you add Fultz,
they could have done it.
These guys haven't played, you know, played and have experience and practice together. And it's easily.
You don't see it.
I mean, honestly, I think like 40. Honestly, if you had to put a gun in my head, I'd say like 44 wins.
Then you'd be dead.
Wins. They're going to be like a 5 or 6 seed. I know last year I was saying 3 seed behind Boston and Cleveland, but I got to be a little more realistic.
You don't see any value in all the points that I made with him.
They are good points, but I'm going to discount those points because this whole East sucks.
Yeah, enjoy being a 9 seed. It'll be
the talent is going to override.
30.
Hey, I saw that clips of Joel just lighting it up everywhere, and it got me excited.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You can't buy into that.
We're going to 21-11 on the last 4 days.
Okay. I think I know who that is. How are you,
hey, what's up, Jim? Hey, Jim, it's John from Allen. How you doing?
What's up?
How's it going? So I don't know.
It's
I disagree with your producer. I think we're still at least a year away from – I'd rather just have us get another lottery pick this year. Maybe keep the process going a little bit longer, and then I think it's going to take some time for these guys to all gel. They haven't played any games together.
That point is a quintessential right point of the debate, is that you can't just send a bunch of young players out there that are not even under the age of 25 and expect them to go boom, play, boom, G gel immediately. You just can't do that.
No, I don't see that happen. Other quick question. I just want to get the pulse of Philadelphia sports right now. Who do you think's the next team to win a championship? Who's it going to be, and how long is it going to take?
I think whoever, I don't know. I think it's going to be a while, no matter who it is. But
do you think the Sixers?
I'll just say the Sixers, I guess. But I would say, no matter who it is, it'd be another at least 5 or 6 years before we're in that position.
Yeah, I could see the Sixers, because I could see, like, kind of when LeBron's winding down a little bit. Maybe he moves out of the East Coast, maybe he goes out.
I think you could make a case for the Sixers, maybe a case for a team like the Flyers, maybe if they get hot.
Yeah.
I think the Sixers are pretty good.
Yeah. All right, another question for you. How many do – I was thinking of, like, all the guys we have playing professional sports in the city right now. Do we have a single Hall of Famer on any rosters for any of the big four teams right now? Like, who would – are there any Hall of Famers at all? And the closest I came up with was, like, maybe Jason Peters on the Eagles.
Well, I think someone like a Jason Peters will be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you count him because I think you're going closer to the young guys, but – I think Embiid has maybe the potential to be a Hall of Fame if he plays the way that he's been.
Yeah,
if he keeps going, but that's about as big an if as you could have. And
yeah, I mean, there's no one else
on the
Eagles
playing
really
30 games for the rest
of
his life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
there's nobody on the Phillies like jumping out of it.
I'm trying to think. No one on the Phillies. I don't think we have anyone on Flyers. We have some good ones on
No,
Flyers.
Giroux's not.
I guess Giroux's not. He's good. He's a long time Flyer that's given us a lot of good years. But I guess those will be the two that you can make a case for. But even the one Embiid has, 1,000 things have to go right to even make that possible.
Yeah, but isn't it kind of sad, though? Like, you think of, like, how the legacy of, like, Philadelphia sports and how great we've been. We've always had these franchise guys. And, like, you look at the rosters now, and there's not, like, a single surefire Hall of Famer. I can't think of the last time it was like that in the city.
You do have a lot of young talent on all the teams, and you just have to have faith in it, don't you, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully things will pan out with the way things are going. I mean, I like the youth movement going on. I think I really love what the Sixers are doing. Now you're kind of going to see the payoff of the process. I think they have some good pieces there to work with. I like what they've done in the free agency with Redick and moving forward. I think hopefully the Eagles have that quarterback of the future with Wentz and hopefully some of these players.
Yeah, so you just have to bank on those things that you hope they have. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, it'd be up. Pretty terrible thing, but you just have to wait. Let it happen. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Let it roll.
Yeah. We've been saying that too much in this town, though. We've been saying that for like
10, 40
years.
I know, but I think we got to keep doing it. I know you've been hearing a lot of it, but we gotta keep doing it. So thank you so
much.
Just
got to trust the process. So. All right. Take
care. It's all about the process everywhere.
All right.
Lateral, thank you so much.
I can't believe, I mean, I know that's sports talk topics at its best right there, bringing up HOFs and not head of household.
I think that is a very good discussion to have there. We might not have that many cornerstone
pieces.
Well,
like, we're talking Hall of Fame now with someone that's played 31 games. But it's I would sit here and say, if we're really going to do this,
I
should be telling
you that. I said at his maximum ability. I think he can be that. I don't think he'll be there. Obviously, he could play 30 games every year and be out of the league by the time he's 29, but...
I think Simmons is a could be like from watching him play like and his skill set.
You see nothing but summer league.
I know, but if we're really jumping the shark here and like and we're gonna go all the way down with name if we're projecting off.
I think
I know he likes to do on occasion.
Yeah, he likes to
project. Did he also do the next championship?
Yeah,
I mean, he loves those two.
Well,
like,
there's an interesting.
Fun points of topics, but
I think it's gotta be the Sixers on that area too. I don't think it'll.
I don't know because the Eagles in the NFL you can jump up and win the Super Bowl in 1 year.
Yeah, but You
really can.
I know.
Let's not forget how far off they were.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
6 or 7 games decided by a touchdown.
That's how the NFL is, a touchdown or less. But you can't. It's going to be the same way this year, and they could go 7-9. You could say that every year.
I know. Well, that's why I'm saying you can't. Like, that team is right there now.
No, that's just how the league is.
I don't know. Like, we can't discount. They could have a great year this year. They could go 11-5.
You said they could get up to 10 or 11 wins?
I just think they could. I'm not going to predict that. I'm going to be, I think, optimistic with my 10 and – I'll probably end up going 10-6 prediction. But we won't give our official predictions until we watch the preseason. And if they look horrible in the preseason, I'll damper it back.
But you're excited for what we have.
I'm excited. Now, the joke is right now in my heart, I actually want to skip, for the first time in my life, I want to skip through the football season and get right
to get to a 39 and
watch
a
every game.
39.
I can't even get some tickets either.
Well, they're cool.
No, they will. I'm going to call down again some other way.
39-43 basketball. It's going to be so fun.
Well, that's pretty fun still.
9 seed. 10 feet.
And the East, you can get in with probably a sub-500.
You could probably get in with 40. I don't or 39. I don't think you get in with like 38 or 37. Or
yeah, you could probably get in with 40.
Yeah.
40 and 42, and you're in the playoffs as an 8 seed. Now, granted, I don't really want to be an 8 seed, but
then there's no point. But
there's a point. It makes it's fun. You get another week and a half of basketball.
Well, it's gonna be fun, but October 15th is gonna be a fun.
And it's earlier this year too, so we don't have as long to wait. 2 weeks up, bump up.
No, 10 days early because they want less 4-3 and
exactly.
And let
the stars.
And they want the finals to end early, so that's what we get.
Now, how did we get switched over to from Wimbledon to this golf? It's meaningless. Where is the remote that we accidentally got flipped
from? I'll put it back.
We're not going to get the callers, at least in the background, like in Wimbledon.
We're not going to get callers. We've reached our quarter
Facebook. I sent a shout out to 10 people.
Well, you got
reminders.
Two,
like,
you got 2-10. Where's the tiebreak at?
The tiebreak ended. Kerber came back on that.
Yes, it really.
She's got some muscular legs, boy. She's up 1-0 in the third set now, so she's starting to roll.
Yeah.
The American actually had her down. One set down, second set tiebreak, up 1-0. I know it's only 1-0. You gotta get.
Yeah, started,
but she could have gotten 6 more points. She knocked off the number one seed. She gave her life.
Now she's gonna probably get love in the set. Sorry.
Well, she already broke serve. Kerber already broke serve to start the set, so she's definitely rolling. Now she's up 30-15 on her serve here. But I know people don't want to hear play-by-play tennis. But.
Third round Wimbledon.
Oh, double fault, though. Horrible. Third round, is it?
Yeah. This
is this the best tennis of the year, Wimbledon? It is.
The last two majors are the best tennis that you're gonna have. Either this or the US Open. You could have a debate.
Exactly. They're definitely the best two. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about that one.
The grass instead of clay.
And the females, I feel like, are on more. It's like they have more.
No, the men are on a lot.
I don't know how they can do that, but they're saying it's all computerized.
It's not on every court, though. It's only on center court, court
and
two.
And all electronic, too, right?
Yeah.
There's no more debating. I watched recently the famous McEnroe. You've got to be kidding me. Are you serious? You've got to be kidding me. It was so obvious, like, because it had powdery lines. It slammed it. The powder flew up. I mean, it was clearly on the line.
Yeah.
He's like, the other guy was walking to the other side. Everyone in the arena knew it. I mean, they did. And then, like, and he got ripped off that.
That's
he ended up winning the Wimbledon match.
That's the fun thing. He did a Bill Simmons podcast. I'm going to listen to it on improving tennis and all this.
So he has ideas?
Yeah. Apparently he does. We'll see what they are.
I was looking at the all-time slam. You know who the number one is there, right?
Yes.
Who?
Federer.
Correct. Do you know how many?
I don't know. It's in the 20s.
Nope. It's not.
In the 30s, I don't know.
But, like, certain people, like McEnroe, he only won two slams, but he won them a bunch.
What?
Like, he only won Wimbledon and U.S. Open, never won Australian or French. He can never.
How many majors does he have? Been? That's what matters, not the slams.
He had, like, 9, I think. 8 or 9. Something like that. 8 or 9, and he was like, it ranks him like 9th all time. But like, Nadal is, it's like ridiculous. He's like 14 years in a row, he's won a major.
Yeah.
A slam. A grand slams are majors now. I'm not.
It's the grand slam of all four, but right, majors, yeah.
He's won like 14 years in a row, he's won. And he's like right on the heels, but is he falling off a lot now?
No. No, he's still up there in the world, and he's, I don't know what the, they,
Nadal, world ranking, what
do you
think it's
going to
be?
I really don't know, the ATP rankings really don't mean anything, but.
They give you an indication of how the guy's playing right now. I don't want career. I knew that they were going to start doing this. I want right now.
No.
There we go. ATP World Tennis. Official rankings ATP World Tour.
Yeah.
What does that stand for? Tennis. Associated Tennis. What is that?
None.
Groggy. Ranking Fed 5. Okay, let's see. Djokovic 4. Golf 2. He's very.
Yeah, see, I know he's doing a lot. Yeah, he's way
number
up there.
Number 1, Andy Murray. Boo.
I know he's your favorite guy.
I hate him.
Why is he's nothing but a good guy. Good example
Happy
for.
Too. Stan Wawrinka.
Yeah, that's Stan. I'm up there.
Switzerland. Then you got Djokovic.
And
then
Fed.
Then you got Fed. Then Marin Cilic.
Cilic, yeah.
Milos Raonic. Dominic Stein. Kai Shikora. Shikori. Joe Wilfried Tsonga. I mean, how? That's
a top 10.
You know, Americans, of course, you know, they know
what they're American men's tennis is bad. They have a lot of players, but they're all bad.
They do.
Yeah.
All times they have, by the way, America has the most majors.
Still? Together?
Yeah.
Who? Who's that all? Sampras, McEnroe?
Sampras.
Agassi.
You got McEnroe, Connors, and there were other guys before that even. But those are like more prominent ones. But
you're absolutely fine with you. With
5 in a row by Roger Federer.
Yes.
2007. Must have gone 2007 to 2012.
Yeah.
He's fumbling to the ground business.
Rolex.
So, you excited about the game today or what? Going down?
Oh, why? Why? It's a nice.
You think you're going to get in the Hall of Fame club? Never.
Yeah, if they say that,
wow,
I'm.
How would you even get in there?
You know, I got.
What did he say? Can I take a tour?
I got dizzy problems and all this, and it's too hot.
That's what he said.
This guy, 19,000 people in that thing. Anyone's good.
They
let him in. They don't care.
Did you tell mom about the kid with CP in the scoreboard?
I don't even know why you're up there in the scoreboard place.
You walk by it to get to the seats.
What?
It's got a clear windows and glass window, glass door.
I know, and Dan Baker. Do you see Dan Baker? He's in that place.
He's in there?
Yeah.
He's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. No, I did not see that.
He's in there.
Now batting for the Phillies.
Yes. You're absolutely fine with T.J. Redick, right? No problem.
Yeah, it's not my money.
Are you like that with all contracts in sports? It's not your money. You don't, You just totally discount money and contracts.
I don't care about the money as long as it doesn't hurt us in other regards with signing players and
with cap hits and things.
Right. As long as it's everything's under order, I'm fine with it. 1 year, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no tie downs at all. It's not like they just signed him to a 5 year deal. I mean, 1 year deal.
He could do these for.
He did it too because he just wanted. He gets $1 million. He gets $23 million. I was gonna say he gets a ton of money. He gets $23 million in 1 year, and then next year he gets to play the whole same game over again.
Yeah, and he could re-sign here or go. He could sign 1 year deal for like 4 years in a row, and you start an up and coming team.
He has a great year.
Yeah.
But I think if they do really well, he's not gonna want to leave.
Well,
if he has a chance to win a championship, if they think that we really could get to that point, and especially if they really think that, like, for example, like, that LeBron would consider moving to L.A. in 2 years.
And after this year, yeah.
It's after this year or after?
After this.
After 18? Okay.
After 17, 18, yeah.
Okay. All
right. If I don't think he's going to move, but that's picked up.
It would take a lot to move. That's a lot of nerve, man.
That's picked up a lot of steam over the past, like, couple weeks.
I mean, you're not kidding, right? Like, they catch heck again, I think.
Why? The Cleveland Cavs can't be they got a championship, and they still got Kyrie, and if they don't trade Love, and they'll be in the lottery again, so they could get a high pick without him.
Love, I mean, how old's Love right now?
He's like 28. Not that old.
Not? Gosh, I feel like he's been around for so
long. Is 28 old yet or no?
It's so funny. He was paired with Uncle Drew in the commercial, and then he ultimately ends up on the same team with him.
Yeah,
and now, did you hear this new guy join him in the crew?
Yeah.
Shaq.
Yes, he's
Shaq's
yeah.
going to be on the Uncle Drew. Come on, the next one.
They're bad.
They're bad. They're great.
I know.
Now's the time when they would film it, too. It's the off-season.
I know. They're filming all kinds of stuff right now, I bet. LeBron was great in L.A. artist.
Right. Now's your time. You can do it.
All right. We're done. Another show in the book.
Barely in. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's always like that, though. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
So my little line, my little leads I sent out,
yeah.
My little lures didn't get a ton. Two.
Keep luring them, man.
Keep luring?
Yeah.
All right, we got 60 countdown.
Bye.
We need a go-out song here. We need a nice summer song. What's the song of the summer so far?
I can't think of anything.
Is it Coldplay and Chainsmokers?
That's like from the winter. That's
it is,
not
it
long
is older,
term.
But I mean, is that the song of summer so far?
I don't think this summer's really had anything jump out yet.
I mean, last year they had a bunch of bombs.
Like what?
If you go to this Amazon Prime Music thing I've been listening to, and you put summer jams or whatever, it's all like last summer's songs. I'm like, this is like a mix from last summer.
There's nothing from this summer though.
You know, like Justin Timberlake song. That was a song in the summer.
Yeah, that's from May.
That was last year. Trolls and all. Yeah.
Trolls, everything. There's nothing this summer yet, really.
I think it's the Chainsmokers cold.
That's from like the fall, winter.
Else,
there's nothing.
All right.
We're done.
Sign off.
Bye.